and gentlemen, welcome back. Life and Health, Thomas, Tim, and Cody, back with another podcast. Today is Saturday, so how's everybody's week been?
Good. Busy.
Busy.
Muy buena.
It's fall, so I'm loving it.
It is not fall. Fall feels like summer.
When do we establish that? Was it
last Monday? It was 10:30 at night.
10:30 at night is when fall
started. I didn't get a
text
from either of you.
Man, I meant to and I forgot.
10:29. I told somebody about that, to be honest. I forget who it was.
Yeah.
I was telling somebody about, you can't call it fall until this time.
Did they think you were really smart?
No, I told them that Tim's really smart. That's what I told them. I was like, if you ever want to know anything, ask Tim. Tim's like the guy who has just facts and facts and
random
facts.
Stupid, useless knowledge.
Well, we should put you on like a game show or something.
I don't have that much useless
Jeopardy,
knowledge.
Or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I don't have all those smart facts. I have the dumb facts, so you can't do either one of those.
Well, it depends on who you're asking.
All right, so speaking of facts, you have accomplished a little bit of something as of late.
A little bit of something?
Yeah, via Snapchat, you let us know.
A little bit of something.
Yeah, I guess, as everybody knows, I've been doing the Fitbit. I'm going to call it a challenge program for the past 3.5 weeks. And so far, by walking more, actually walking a hell of a lot more, eating a heck of a lot better, down 15 pounds without really changing a
too
whole
much.
Lot, just being more active. Because where before I was doing Fitbit, I was probably only doing 2,000 steps a day with it, which is pathetic.
You're up to 12,000?
Yeah, and I'm usually always, my goal is always to be over. I mean, my goal right now, it was originally 5,000, then 5,500, then 6,000, then 6,250, and now I'm at 6,500 every day. I'm probably going to raise it here again.
Where are you fair at in Hagerstown? You told us before. Where are you at on that?
I think 8th place.
Right now?
Yeah.
And that's over a month, right?
It's over a month.
How many weeks has it been since you started with the Fitbit?
3.5, so I didn't start it right at the beginning of September.
But you're 15 down with the Fitbit?
With the Fitbit, 15 down.
So 3.5 weeks, so you're like 5 pounds a week pretty much?
Yeah.
That's solid.
Well, the first week is when I lost a lot. The second week I didn't lose as much, and then this week I lost a good bit again.
Body's acclimating.
Yeah.
Getting used to it.
But, like, walking doesn't hurt anymore. My average pace per mile when I started was, like, 18:38 a mile.
18 minutes, 38 seconds.
Yeah. And I'm down to, today I did my personal best mile pace of 16:12. So,
nice.
No. 16:12? Maybe it might have been 15:12. I think it was 16:12. So I don't have my phone on me, or I would look. But
it's right there.
Yeah, I do. Don't I? it's either one of those. My pace is picked up. My legs and shins have not hurt the past couple of days,
I forgot to bring those shoes. I even looked at them the other day.
That's all right. But I mean, I think that's awesome. Because that makes me, I can move faster. Without that pain. And
do you listen to music when you walk?
Yeah, seriously.
Do you think the type of music or speed of beats per minute music changes the pace at which you walk?
I can totally say yes.
Why?
Seriously. Because I've listened to Mozart walking. I've listened to Serious Hits Ones walking. And I've listened to electronic techno music while walking so far.
And that means the electronics speed you up a little bit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, but I normally just listen to Sirius Hits 1, which is, Sirius Radio, which is all the hit music when I walk right now. But yeah, the techno will pick you up, and then the Mozart really slows you down. Like, I did the Mozart when I walked at the park last Sunday, and my pace was like 18:40 something, and I was like
just relaxing.
Yeah, but
I want to like take him to like a park and have him do like a social experiment with like speed walkers, like those old people. Like,
see
walk
if
away.
He can pass them.
I think he can.
Oh, no doubt he could.
All right, so my best mile was 15:14 a day. That was my best. Your personal best time. So hey,
that's pretty sexy. So we should do that. We should go up to the what's the fairgrounds? The fairgrounds, and have him do a speed walk, and then everybody you pass, you got to turn around and walk backwards.
Everybody I pass, I have to turn around and walk back.
Yeah, pass them. Like, before you get to them, just like turn around and walk turn backwards around past and them.
Oh, okay. I'd probably fall on my butt and do a roll.
Put a little GoPro camera
and
on your chest.
And then they ask you while you're turning around, say you want to see what second place looks like.
All right, so the point being, you set a goal for October, and what's holding you accountable for that goal is the Fitbit right now, and then obviously the podcast, us talking about it, and then all three of us as a little gang holding you accountable, talking to you, doing what we need to do.
Right, and then plus with some of the stuff that we've already talked about as a group doing in October, just help even more.
Oh, yeah, we'll speak on that today.
Yeah.
Because that'll be upcoming this week.
Yes,
since October starts Wednesday.
Yep, starts this week.
Got a couple days to prepare. Mm-hmm. All right, so then you laid it out in the text message. What exactly is it? How?
Basically, what we're going to talk about is how to accomplish a goal, whether it be a performance-based goal, a weight loss goal, or just little things within, I guess you would say, fitness or health that you can kind of do to achieve your goal or stay on the right track, or even tweak things and reassess stuff at the end once you get to the end of a challenge or a goal or a program or something like that.
Okay, good. Now, I want to preface this by saying this is just us thinking about how to do that. We don't have anything guidelines set out, like anything written down saying you should do this, 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 and this. It should be what you is going to work best for you as a person and how those goals can be accomplished. And you're going to have to play with it, right? Because yep. Fitbit works for you. In the past, you didn't have the Fitbit. Some stuff worked, some stuff didn't. Mm-hmm. Programs worked for you recently, obviously. You PR'd Snatch.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
All right. So before that, Snatches didn't come PR as quick, maybe, unless you followed a program. But and I know me personally, like, unless I have something written down, it's kind of hard to accomplish a specific goal. So what were you going to say?
I was going to say, but it's just that I don't necessarily like numbers when it comes to this whole like Catalyst Athletics program that I was doing, but I learned a lot of like stuff doing this, like just about how to move more efficiently or working on little small tweaky things that will accumulate to just the ultimate goal of improvement.
Right.
So, I mean, I can always take something away out of it, even though, let's say, hypothetically, if I didn't improve on the program, I can take away little small pieces and kind of move forward from there. It's more like a learning process.
So you do something, you look back, you reassess, and you make changes, learn from your progress, which is how everything works, really, when you think about it.
And we can kind of briefly talk about this. Tim and I were talking about how his shins and his ankles and his feet and knees and everything were hurting because he was walking so much. And I kind of suggested to him, well, you're still trying to, you know, lose this weight by however much weight we set. The goal was it 290, which was what? How many pounds?
It was like
that?
30, wasn't it?
Well, I thought it was 20, but it ended up being 28.
So. Well, that's still not bad. You're halfway there.
Not at all. Yeah. So he's halfway there, and he has a lot of time to kind of finish the goal. But him and I were talking about how his knees and everything hurts and how he's walking so much. I mean, he can mentally get through it, but physically it's starting to make him crap out. So what I suggested to him was take some of your walking days off and come into the gym and row, get on some, like, low-impact elliptical, bike, row, do something.
Which helped.
Where you can still get the weight off, but at the same time, like, you're not beating up your joints and you can kind of almost recover from that as well.
And I think that helped my shins and stuff also with just building.
Well, that's huge, mm-hmm. And it's a good thing you said that because that is huge, especially for people that are trying to lose that weight and can't because of the joints and because of the extra weight that they might carry. Mm-hmm. Some other alternatives to that, which would be non-weight-bearing, ellipticals, treadmills, rowers, those things are good for that purpose, even bicycles for that fact, stationary bicycles or even bicycles on the road. If you can, you know, relieve some of that tension on the knees and ankles and hips, then it's going to play a better part in losing some of that weight.
Yes, sir. No, it did. I mean, I've done the elliptical a bunch this week. Well, Thursday, I mean, I was on the thing for an hour.
You were, man. You were like, all right, I'm going out here to do this. And I looked down at papers, I started grading stuff, and you came back in. You're like, I was just on that for 60 minutes. I was like, holy smokes, yeah, you were. Time flew by.
Yeah, but it was fine because I put a movie on my phone, and I was sitting there watching a movie while
you wrote.
But it worked for me. Because what it did was, for that, it kept my focus off of all the gauges.
Right.
I'm just going to look at them.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one thing that, like...
That's the worst thing. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut. But that's the worst thing about equipment is the stupid screens.
Stationary equipment, right.
Yeah.
That is the... Well, and that's why a lot of places now will have, like, screens built into the treadmill or into elliptical, and you can plug into it.
When I went down to the YMCA in Frederick to kind of visit Johnny and work out there, they have a couple of treadmills and ellipticals are basically like tablets built into them. But like you can get on like YouTube like via the treadmill
and kind of watch stuff as you go.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to like to do that.
Well, have you been to the Gold's Gym here in town?
Not recently. They had that theater room.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They have a room where it's like a big movie screen, and then you can get on the treadmill or the elliptical.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They'll play stuff like Jurassic Park or like really like old movie, like classic old movies. Yeah, but what Avatar.
It
does,
it keeps your mind off of that screen. I mean, that worked, honestly, that I didn't think it was going to work as well as it did, but it worked awesome.
Now, to put this in perspective, though, somebody like Cody or me, we don't have to lose weight per se.
Right.
That kind of stuff. If you're not in that situation where you're trying to lose and you need to be on something for a period of time, then you don't necessarily need to get on that unless maybe you have some joint issues and that's the best option for you.
Right. But no, it definitely helps with your joints. I don't have any joint pain or anything like that. The only thing I ever have problems with on the elliptical is my feet fall asleep some. But it's really weird. I think it's how the pressure. Like,
do your legs completely lock out when you're running, like going up and down?
No.
Huh. Do you stay flat-footed the whole time?
Yeah.
That's probably why.
And I think that's because what I do is once I move my foot around a little bit.
That's probably why. Yeah. If you hit that flat foot while you come up, and then when you hit bottom out at the bottom, flat foot.
Yeah. But other than that, it works out. So everybody, if you're bigger like I am trying to lose weight, and if you have access and your joints are starting to hurt, have access to an elliptical or something like that where it's, you know, low pressure on all joints, go for it. It's great.
I will say this. The rower and an Airdyne, if anybody knows what an Airdyne is, those two things are even better than a treadmill and elliptical because the Airdyne, you can kind of do some interval work. You're on a bike, but it incorporates legs and arms.
Okay.
So, and I mean, you could get on it and cruise on it, or you can get on it, like I said, do interval work. And then the rower, you're using legs. It's kind of more of a whenever people get on it, they don't know how to use it. I kind of say it's like a deadlift.
Yeah.
Comparatively. Mm-hmm. Like you deadlift, and then you row. And then if you do that over and over and over again, you're going to feel it. And it's going to be
a workout.
It's going to be a good one.
When I always teach people how to row, it's always like legs, back, arms. So right. Like, or legs and arms, then it's the opposite. It's like arms, back,
right.
Legs.
Then arms, legs.
And you're back into that catch position.
That's a whole different topic. We can cover rowing later.
I don't know why I just thought about this. But watching that like documentary about Mikko Salo, the Finnish guy, he would pull a rower out of his closet in his apartment and row, like do intervals and then put it back.
Well, I mean, it's good for that because they're stand up.
Yeah,
you can sit in small places.
And then even like you can find old school rowers or like, even like an Airdyne. Like I've seen old school Airdynes that have like a little like wiry looking wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's going to fall apart. But honestly, you stick something like that in your basement, it still works.
Yep. All right, so let's really drop home. We got a successful goal you're working towards. The thing that's holding you accountable is the
Fitbit,
and you're halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you write anything down for this?
No.
No, you just had a number stuck in your head.
What, for the...
For the goal. Just for the goal.
Well,
because
the goal was given on this podcast.
Right, so that held you accountable partially because it's been recorded.
Right. But nothing has been written down, no.
Nothing has been written down,
mm-mm.
But the Fitbits help you be more stringent about what you're doing. You can kind of track stuff, see stuff as you go. And the end goal is going to be the end of October, right? So then you'll be able to get there, and then you'll reassess, did you make it, did you not make it, so on and so forth. So just kind of outlay your goal. It's working for you. You didn't have to write anything down. You didn't take any pictures. You didn't do any of that stuff,
right?
But you have something that's data so that
Correct.
You can kind of see and compare.
Yep.
Okay, did you have a goal when you started the Callus program or no?
Just to improve, basically, just to get what I could out of it. So, I mean, like, I did, like, improve today, probably not as much as I wanted to because I was trying to take, like, make optimal increases because, like, I told you guys when we started the podcast, when it comes to, like, this, this program was basically, like, a basic rep cycle. So, it was a bunch of classic stuff. It was, like, a lot of nothing but clean and jerks or pulls or, like, snatches, and that was pretty much it. Didn't really do too much, like, specialty stuff. But now looking back on it, I probably, for me personally, probably could have used all of that stuff because, like I told you, I started to build up to like a heavy single and then I crap out. Like everything just gets tired. But looking back on the program, I didn't really have any goals at all, just to kind of improve and take away from what I could from it.
Well, that's a kind of a goal, improve on specifically what the program laid out for, which was snatch, clean, and jerk.
Yeah.
And did you PR snatch? Did you PR clean
and
jerk?
I didn't do clean and jerk. I was just so, like, just done.
Oh, from what Tim said, you got pissed and threw some stuff.
I did. Well,
is that why you didn't clean and jerk?
That's probably why I didn't clean and jerk. I was just tired, too, man. Like, my entire posterior chain was kind of just fried. And like I told you, it's just me putting that much effort and energy into like a barbell and like every single lift. And it's like, well, I probably could have, looking back at the program after finishing it in hindsight, like moving forward, we'll probably work in some more like shoulder stability stuff for me and then some more like hamstring oriented, like low back things. I don't know if it's in my head, but I swear I have like a weak posterior chain.
Oh, you do.
And like everybody's like, it's not in your head. You can do this. You can do that.
Well, you can do it, but you do have a weak posterior chain. Remember all the work you were doing before back in the summer?
Back in the summer? Before
you were doing like hamstring curls and the glute ham. And you used to complain about your hamstrings being fired up. Do you remember?
No, I remember him talking about that.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of weak back there.
And it was just something to kind of think about, like moving forward when it comes to this stuff and this fitness.
All right, so what would you two suggest then if we're going to tell somebody, hey, you got a goal? First, you got to recognize the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Second, you got to do what? What specifically can we do to lay out timeline? I mean, what do we need to do?
Well, you want a timeline. If you don't have a timeline, that goal might never be achieved. You need something to reach for. So you need some kind of timeline for that goal. Either it be a year, 6 months, 3 months, you know, whatever. You need to have that timeline. Then in the next step is, which is, it can be variations of, you need to either have something. Don't just have it in your head. You got to have it either written down or like the Fitbit I have, you put goals in it. So I'm technically not writing it down, but it's still there. My goals are in
still
the
something
system.
To look at.
Yeah, it's still something to look at. So basically, yeah, those two, you know, you need it not in your head, but down somewhere else where you can keep yourself accountable.
Thoughts?
Well, I think if you're going to use him, he's using the Fitbit example for him losing his weight loss. For me on the Catalyst cycle, everything was laid out for 6 weeks. So everything I knew, certain percentages I had to hit, I knew what I had to do. But then it was like, okay, taking these things into account. And you guys both know, I record a lot of stuff just to kind of see like how something may look or what could be changed. And just kind of like.
Oh, where do you record this stuff at?
Some of it's on my Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Not all of it. I don't put everything on Instagram.
Just the bad stuff.
Just the bad. There's like one like meltdown I put on Instagram. It was kind of funny because Joe told me to put it up. But no, I like record a lot of stuff so like I can just go back and look at this. But I think you really need to have the pieces in place to kind of moving forward to achieve the goal. Like Tim said, having a timeline
right,
one way or another. And then you need to kind of even set miniature goals within that for yourself. Okay. So whether it be to kind of, okay, I'm going to walk 3 days a week or I want to make sure I go through this entire program. Me, like, I'm a huge stickler about missing lifts, and I hate doing that. But one of my biggest things was, like, okay, try not to miss anything at all. And that was, like, a huge thing I wanted to do. Just miniature goals within, like, a bigger goal itself. Kind of just building blocks.
Gotcha. Okay. Where do we go from here?
If you fail at your goal for any reason, don't get discouraged.
Great point.
Just start another goal. Figure another goal out. Reassess. Thomas says, reassess. Say, okay, that didn't work. First off, why didn't that work?
Right. And then you actually have to identify why it did not work.
Yes. It. Let me tell you, again, I know a lot of it comes back to me. And it sucks when you're looking at stuff. Like the whole, when I started, because in the Fitbit, you count your calories and stuff. And the first day or two, I said, I'm just going to eat like I always did, and I'll put in and see where I'm at, no matter what the numbers are. So I knew where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was stupid, you know, but it was, you know, so that told me here's where I was. And then the goal was set to, you know, be under whatever I said it had to be, which has been working. But the biggest thing, I don't even know where I was going. I'm sorry. But just don't be discouraged.
I think when you reassess, though, like you've documented, you see where you missed your lifts. When you reassess, you have to either write it down or have a picture. Because just with anything else, when you learn something, like how many people actually read something and can remember it like that? Like, do you pick up on it or do you have to write it out or talk about it or share it with somebody? Like, there has to be a connect between what you're reassessing and learning so that it replays in your head so that you know that you've identified that specific thing.
Right.
So for me, for example, if I was going to reassess something, I would write it out and say, okay, this specifically is where I messed up. I need to change this. So next time I do it, I have a memorization because I wrote it down on something and I can actually picture that in my head.
Right. Well, like, and again, for the Fitbit, again, if you don't want to hear about the Fitbit, I'm totally sorry. That's just what I'm on right now.
But Fitbit for life.
But yeah, I'm really excited about it. And when I get excited about something, that's what I'm on. That's my personality.
That's how we all are.
Yeah, but like, there's a whole website. Like, it puts the data of every day of my Fitbit on it, so I can go back and look at where I'm at on that. So like, Saturday the 20th of September, I didn't reach a single one of my goals for the my daily goal.
Yeah.
So I just had to look at that and be like, no, I was only, at the time I was only like 100 steps off, but still I didn't hit it, you know. So this keeps me very accountable where I'm at.
I think another thing, that's what I was going to bring up, like accountability. It's just, it's, and it's at like the lowest like level almost. Like, you just looking at numbers from day to day kind of just makes you realize, okay, I'm still working towards something. Me recording stuff or me kind of tweaking little certain things and researching and fine-tuning stuff when it came to like Olympic lifting, it was okay, the ultimate goal is this, but these are little miniature things that keep me like accountable mm-hmm. for what I'm trying to achieve. And that's like a huge thing for people. It's like just being accountable. And it's not like, so I think you're internally motivated to kind of do this whole weight loss thing, but the Fitbit was like that external factor that kind of just pushed it all over the
brought
edge.
It all together. Yep.
Right,
which is, you got to kind of find that balance when it comes to those certain things.
I agree.
All right, so let's apply all this to next month. Because okay. Is everybody going in on this? Are you two going in on this? Are you in on this or not?
I'll be in on it. Why not? I don't even know what we're doing.
Okay.
Go ahead, Thomas.
All right, so for the month of October, no beer, no alcohol, no grains. That's it. You can do – we're not taking out the caffeine. We're not taking out – well, what else would there be to take out, really?
Did you say, you said grains. Did you say dairy?
No dairy. You're going to have to eat your brain off in potatoes.
Well, I don't even eat dairy. What, like,
well, then you're good to go.
I really don't.
Tim, no cheese. I know you like cheese.
I cheese.
No cheese. Speaking of which, I've been having this damn pain in my jaw, this tooth back here, because it started this past week after we bought some cheese. Some pepper jack cheese squares.
Pepper jack cheese.
And for some reason, I've noticed that it's been acting up.
Hmm.
And that's all I can contribute to, because it doesn't do it if I don't, I mean.
If you don't eat pepper jack cheese in cubes.
It's not just the pepper. We got two of them. But anyway, yes. Dairy. So for some reason, I don't know. I'm thinking it's going with that, but hell, I don't know. It could be something else.
Well, so what did you say it again?
No beer, no alcohol, period. No no dairy, no grains.
All right, before we move on.
So you're allowed potatoes and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Potatoes, rice, not too worried about. I mean, technically. But if you're in a position where performance is a thing, then potatoes and rice are fine. Now, am I going to have to worry about that? No. Are you going to have to worry about that? No. Is he going to have to worry about that? Maybe so. If he's going to do the competition that he's going to do, then he might have to throw down some rice.
Yeah.
Or potatoes. But no dairy, no grains, no bread, none of that stuff, no pasta, none of that stuff. And we got to be careful where you go out to eat, because you're going to have to look at the menu and see, even with, now, granted, if you go out to eat, soy products, wheat products, and some stuff that you might not have any control over. Okay, let that go.
Yeah,
but at home, throughout the week, clean as much as possible.
Fine with that.
Clean.
Aside from that one weekend that Joe and I've had, like, we have this weekend planned for like 6 weeks, but I don't, it's fine.
Well, didn't do a weekend. Well, I already told him. Next Saturday, we got softball, and I told the girls that I was going to get them Crumpy's Donuts. Well, so that's going to be a Saturday that I have Crumpy's Donuts. Other than that, though, everything else is strictly clean.
So hands down, the goal is to eat as clean as possible for the next 30 days.
Correct. Starting October 1st, which is Wednesday.
All of us know what that is, mm-hmm. So we don't really have to talk about it amongst ourselves. But
yeah.
So if anybody wants to join in,
tell us on Facebook. Or Instagram.
I know, we still haven't got any comments on our
Twitter.
Podcast. Still kind of irritated about that. Yeah. Come on, people.
Give us comments. Tell us if you want to join the challenge, and we all can talk about it and join in about it on Facebook.
I'm just going to make everybody in the morning group do it.
There you go.
That's a good point.
I'm just going to tell them that you're doing it.
I'm going to try it. Well, never mind. I was going to say I can have the nutrition class do it, but they
like,
won't
hey, we're doing this. Why don't you just try it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there'll be a couple people that are all up for it.
Yeah.
All right, so this is what we should do, though. We should, and we'll do this offset, off podcast, but we should come up with some type of thing where we're either taking pictures or tracking what we're doing every day or every other day, so people can see/read how we're doing it.
Check it out.
Correct.
Awesome.
Maybe
sounds
like
good.
Maybe like a daily list of food. So like I'll do Monday, you'll do Tuesday, you'll do Wednesday.
Speaking
like
of which, website, me and you soon. And I want to have this up within about 2 weeks so that I can put stuff up on a daily basis that deals with this.
Okay.
To hold me accountable, since that's what it's going to take for me personally. Because if I don't do it, I won't be accountable to myself.
I hear you. Okay. No problem. No worries. Cool.
Quick one today. Any last words?
Got any wisdom over there?
Do I have any wisdom? I always have wisdom over here.
Give us some wisdom.
When you eat s'mores, okay, when you roast the marshmallows, you got to burn them first.
No.
You got to like set it on fire and then blow it out.
No.
Yes.
Bad wisdom.
No. Yeah, you got to set it on fire and then burn it.
You don't
want to
eat burnt food. That's not good.
It's like, I know it's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. You don't eat the, it's not burnt. You like blow it out.
You just let it get a little soggy, smooth, and then you put it on there.
I'm bringing s'mores back.
Burnt s'mores. That's a really roasted marshmallow.
Okay.
Tim's like, I don't eat s'mores. I don't care. No.
Lift the seat up before you use the bathroom. I don't know. Tim, do you have a quote? You
always put the toilet down, the toilet seat,
toilet seat,
and
down.
The top. I always put the top down.
Do
Nobody
too.
Does that.
I do. I hear you. Well, except in my own bathroom, but that's because it's.
I'm like
my
afraid in like public restrooms or certain like someone's bathroom that I've never been in when the top is down, like something under there is gonna like scare me. Like I like being able to walk in, like, oh, I can see it, but then you gotta lift up like the
Did
lid.
Did you grab toilet paper to lift it up?
No, I don't do
I
that.
Do.
But like. No, but like if the lid is like down and you can't see inside the toilet, you don't know what's in there. So that's like kind of like stressful in and of itself.
Well, there's something, there's a smell there. You don't go to it.
No,
this
like,
just
you don't
took
know
a
it.
Dramatic turn.
All right. Anyways, quote for the day. When life puts you in tough situations, don't say, why me? Just say, try me. Think about it.
I'm looking at this picture of the lion.
I like it.
Lion says, try me, I'll eat you, fool.
That's right. All right, everybody. Well, hey, thanks for listening. Again, we thank you so much for listening to us weekly on Life and Health. Again, hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, anywhere you can find us. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you're going to do this challenge with us. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Peace out.